How do you get rid of a curse? How do you eliminate a curse? What are the most effective ways to remove it? Does everything in your life feel stagnant? Do you have increased feelings of incapability? To get rid of an evil curse, you need an expert who knows how to eliminate curses. Samuel Zohar Yanai is a spiritual healer with expertise in removing powerful spells and curses. He invites you to begin a process of getting rid of evil curses and spells according to the wisdom of the Kabbalah. You will then be able to regain your strength and return to your normal routine. Samuel Zohar Yanai provides discreet services and helps people of all faiths and backgrounds from all over the world. His unique approach uses WhatsApp video calls, and his clients can receive his help regardless of their location. What is a curse and how does it affect you? A curse is defined as an evil wish to cause harm or tragedy to another person. Curses and spells have been a part of many cultures throughout history. They are performed using various methods such as spoken incantations, written texts, or magical ceremonies. The concept of curses can be traced back to ancient civilizations. People believed that it was possible to channel evil energetic forces using curses to cause negative effects. Curses influence people energetically by creating obstructions and negative energy that disrupt their lives. This negative energy can be expressed in physical health problems such as headaches, fatigue, and other illnesses. The continuous negative impact of curses can result in a decline in a person's quality of life. Despite the fact that the person is making every effort to improve the situation, he or she continues to sense that things are still not going well. Curses do not only have an impact upon people's physical health. They can also create emotional or psychological obstructions that result in a lack of self-efficacy, continuous bad luck, and an overall feeling of stagnation. This sense of being blocked can cause significant feelings of frustration and distress. You often feel that you cannot move forward, no matter what you do. It is essential to understand the nature and impact of curses in order to deal with them effectively. Identifying the signs and seeking suitable help will enable you to begin to get rid of curses, eliminate their negative influence on your life, and restore your sense of well-being and balance. It is important to approach getting rid of an evil curse with a comprehensive understanding of its impact. This will help to eliminate all aspects of the curse and ensure a total long-term solution. How do you get rid of a curse? Why should you seek a spiritual healer? Curses can be eliminated in a variety of ways according to cultural and spiritual beliefs. People often turn to spiritual healers or rabbis to remove or get rid of curses. Eliminating a curse and getting rid of bad luck is often a complex and exhausting process. Some people can succeed using self-guided ceremonies, while others must turn to a spiritual healer. Spiritual healers have the knowledge and experience that are needed to identify the curse, treat its physical and spiritual aspects, remove the curse, and help restore positive balance and energy to your life. How do spiritual healers remove curses? Removing a curse is a complex and demanding process from the energetic aspect. That often requires the help of a knowledgeable spiritual healer. Spiritual healers possess specialized knowledge and experience in dealing with different types of curses and know how to use techniques beyond common purification ceremonies. This section will explain the methods used by spiritual healers and why a holistic approach is essential for getting rid of curses and negative energy effectively. What methods do spiritual healers use to get rid of curses? Spiritual healers use a variety of techniques to remove curses. Each is adapted to the specific needs and circumstances of the victim. The method of practical Kabbalah involves freeing and eliminating the negative energy that was created by the curse. Another method involves ceremonies that are designed to break the energetic hold of the curse. These ceremonies include communication with the spiritual world through use of Kabbalistic codes and demand intense focus and concentration. The healer performs these ceremonies alone, and the person who has been cursed does not need to be present. This ensures that the process remains focused on the objective without any disruptions or energetic influences. In some cases, spiritual healers use charms or other physical objects that are charged with protective energy. However, it is important to choose a healer who understands the correct use of these objects, since using them improperly is liable to cause more harm than good. For example, Kabbalistic charms must be created using specific ceremonies and codes to make them effective and safe. Samuel Zohar Yonai's process of getting rid of curses and spells focuses only on the source of the energetic damage. His sole objective is to remove the curse without harming another person in any way. Any such action would return the negative energy back to the person who initiated the spell, thus harming another person, who was created in the image of God. Shmuel Zohar Yonai is opposed to the use of charms and works only according to ancient Kabbalistic codes. Why is the holistic approach important for removing curses? The holistic approach for removing curses is essential because it relates to both the physical and energetic dimensions of the individual's welfare. Curses can create severe obstructions of energy that influence various aspects of life. Spiritual healers sometimes combine elements that promote physical health in their practice, such as recommending herbs and vitamins for strengthening the body and soul. One of the main advantages of the holistic approach is that it places emphasis on continuous support and follow-up. Curses cannot always be removed in a single session, and it may be necessary to repeat the process several times to ensure that all the negative energy is purified and the channels of positive energy are reopened. For this reason, Shmuel Zohar Yonai's approach to getting rid of curses involves repeating the removal process every 30 days until the curse and negative energy are completely eliminated. The objective of this method is to verify that the energetic obstruction and the curse are completely gone. In summary, spiritual healers use a variety of techniques to get rid of curses, ranging from releasing negative energy to using charms and protective ceremonies. The holistic approach is essential for dealing with the full impact of the curse on the individual's life. Seeking help from a spiritual healer with knowledge and experience will enable you to get rid of curses effectively and to restore balance and positivity to your life. How to get rid of a bad luck curse according to Shmuel Zohar Yonai's approach. The process of getting rid of bad luck curses requires communion with the spiritual world and demands intense concentration. For this reason, the entire process takes place while I am in isolation without the presence of anyone else, and there is no need for you to be physically present. I will first conduct an initial consultation with you to learn the details of what you need for me to eliminate the curse. The process is adapted specifically for you. It is suitable to people of all faiths, and is conducted in total confidentiality. The process of removing curses is repeated until they are totally removed. I don't believe in superficial solutions and will accompany you continuously until all the harm that you suffered is completely eliminated. The process is repeated every 30 days. You will continue to remain in contact with me until we verify that the curse and energetic obstructions have been completely removed. Removing all types of obstructions. In addition to curses, I remove witchcraft, black magic, and spells. After eliminating all the harm that was done to you, I will create an energetic shield surrounding you to ensure that there will not be any gaps through which your attacker can penetrate and attack you again. Energetic strengthening and empowerment. I will provide you with a comprehensive solution to strengthen your body and soul and ensure that you will have total protection against curses and negative energy. I will help you rehabilitate yourself from the damage of the curse. I will recommend vitamins and supplements according to your needs and provide you with personal counseling and business advising. I will share my accumulated knowledge and expertise with you to help you heal. Renewing the flow of positive energy after all the energetic obstructions have been removed, I will reopen the channels of positive energy to renew the flow. I promise you total confidentiality throughout the process. It is important to consult with your physician before taking any supplements or herbal remedies or making any other changes to your diet. Time is your most important asset for getting rid of curses. It is essential that we act quickly in order to get rid of curses successfully and effectively. A prompt response, together with perseverance, will significantly improve our chances for success. I am here to help you regain your strength in the present and future. Contact me now through my website, by phone, or by WhatsApp to restore the positive direction in your life. For more information about curses and black magic and the process of eliminating spells according to the Kabbalah and Halacha, contact me through the website, by WhatsApp, or by phone. After an initial discussion, we will begin the process of releasing you from the negative influence and obstructions that have been causing misfortune and setbacks in your life.